Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, June 17th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Amedis Inc. navigates revenue decline while investing in renewable energy future. Amedis Inc., a renewable fuels company, has seen a significant drop in total revenues for the first quarter of 2025, reporting $42.9 million compared to $72.6 million last year. Despite this, the company's net loss has remained stable at $24.5 million. Amedis is focusing on growth initiatives and has received $19 million from the sale of transferable investment tax credits. The company anticipates further financial support through the Section 45Z program. Amedis is strategically aligned with U.S. policies promoting low-carbon fuels, positioning itself as a leader in the renewable energy transition. With a growing dairy RNG segment and expanding California ethanol business, Amedis is poised for future success in the evolving energy landscape.
Jupiter Neuroscience's innovative strategy in biotech. A dual approach to tackling neurodegenerative diseases and ensuring financial sustainability. Jupiter Neurosciences Inc. is taking a unique dual approach in the biotech industry. They are not only developing treatments for neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, but also launching a direct-to-consumer product line for financial sustainability. At the core of their efforts is Jotrol, an enhanced resveratrol formulation with promising therapeutic effects. With patents secured until 2036, Jotrol is a significant asset. Meanwhile, their consumer product line, Nugivia, taps into the longevity market and provides a steady revenue stream. By diversifying their sources of income, Jupiter Neurosciences is mitigating financial risks and accelerating research into CNS disorders. This innovative strategy sets a precedent for sustainable business models in biotech, offering hope for patients worldwide. Copper supply disparities grow as more shipments head to the U.S. The surge in demand for physical copper in America, ahead of potential import duties, is creating supply shortages in other parts of the world. Latest figures show that stocks on the London Metal Exchange have dropped to new lows as inventory continues to shrink. The copper supply crunch in other markets around the world could be a tailwind that drives even more investors towards companies like Aston Bay Holdings Limited, OTCQB ATBHF, that have properties with proven reserves.
Platinum Group Metals Limited benefits from surging platinum and palladium prices. The recent surge in platinum and palladium prices has put Platinum Group Metals Limited in the spotlight. With platinum prices at their highest in over 2 years and palladium gaining interest, the company's focus on PGMs in South Africa positions it for growth. Platinum prices, now over $1,095 per ounce, have risen more than 20% this year due to increased demand from China's jewelry sector. Palladium stability in industrial demand and inflation pressures have also boosted its price. Platinum Group Metals Limited's strategic focus on PGMs, strong partnerships, and commitment to innovation make it a key player in the resurging market. As demand rises and supply remains constrained, the company's role in meeting global needs is crucial.
Gold surpasses $3,400 amid global uncertainties. The price of gold has surpassed $3,400 an ounce, reflecting growing unease among investors amid global economic and geopolitical uncertainties. Investors are turning to gold as a safe haven asset, driven by geopolitical tensions, inflation, and economic slowdown concerns. This shift could impact gold mining companies, with increased investor interest potentially boosting stock valuations. Gold's rise highlights its importance in investment strategies during times of instability, signaling investor concerns about the global economy. The performance of gold and related assets will be closely monitored for signs of escalating fears or a return to stability.
Survey highlights credit card misuse and financial literacy gap in Hispanic community. A recent survey from Consolidated Credit has revealed a concerning trend of credit card misuse and a financial literacy gap within the Hispanic community in the United States. Over 90% of Hispanic participants own at least one credit card, with 42% holding between 2 and 3 cards, and 28% possessing 4 to 5. Shockingly, 61% of respondents only learned how to manage credit cards after falling into debt, leading to over-indebtedness and damaged credit scores. Despite a preference for credit cards with low interest rates and rewards, 51% feel their financial situation has worsened, with 14% regretting their credit card use. Consolidated Credit emphasizes the need for targeted initiatives to promote financial education and responsible credit use within the Hispanic community, aiming to break the cycle of debt and create a more secure financial future.
Barclays to slash over 200 jobs from its investment banking unit. Barclays, a prominent UK bank, is set to reduce its investment banking workforce by cutting over 200 jobs. This move is part of the bank's strategy to enhance performance and focus on areas with higher growth potential. The job cuts will impact about 3% of the investment banking staff, including senior employees like managing directors. As Barclays adjusts to the changing investment banking landscape, other industry players, such as B. Riley Financial Inc., may also need to make operational changes to stay competitive.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.